Well, I guess if we're going to be fair, if we're going to be nice, and what is Barkov.com if not nice? We should offer our congratulations to the people who won big last Tuesday in the election, starting off with big oil and the hundreds of unearned billions flowing into their coffers. Boy, big oil was a big, big winner. You know, had Al Gore won in 2000, he would have turned America away from big oil onto alternative energy, but no. Since Bush is a guy who goes backwards, we're going to be stuck in the Middle East until the end of time, burning dinosaur droppings. That's Bush's idea of taking America into the future and giving us energy independence. Oh, Jesus. Another big, big winner, the pharmaceutical lobby, and the hundreds of unearned billions flowing into their coffers. But to give them credit, there's probably fewer dead associated with the pharmaceutical lobby than there is big oil. Big oil is going to manage to kill more people than the sons of bitches at the big pharmacies. And I'm not talking about the guy that runs Walgreens. I'm talking about the fellas at the big, the people that gave Smirk millions and millions so he would rewrite the law so where they could make billions. Bush is so cheap, he sold out for a tenth of a penny on the dollar. The pharmaceuticals and the big oil companies are going to make so many hundreds of billions of dollars, and all Smirk gets out of it right now is a couple of million up front. Of course, he's got his cut of Iraq, so what does he care? CNN, oh, there's a big, big winner for last Tuesday. You know, now they get to run their Bush the Flyboy hero worship every weekend instead of every other weekend. CNN, big, big winner. Oh, they love the White House over at CNN. The Republican National Committee, obviously, big, big winner last Tuesday. Got to give them credit for making the facts and the truth obsolete. Boy, if you ever seen a more ruthlessly run campaign, you know, that's how it gets down to it now. Max Cleland is a Osama wannabe because he only gave up two legs and one arm in Vietnam. If he was a real patriot, he'd have given up that other arm too. But no, he's just a sissy. Same for John Kerry. Still got shrapnel on his ass. But no, he's a traitor who sold out. John McCain, another traitor that sold out. You know, everybody sold out their friends in Vietnam except Bush. He was drunk in Mexico, screwing a bunch of whores, snorting Jim Beam and drinking cocaine. He's the only one that didn't abandon his friends in the jungles of Vietnam. Oh, another big, big winner, the back alley abortion providers. The coat hanger business is back. Business is about to get real good for those guys, you know, as soon as, they're going to let the dust settle, maybe around March, April, the justices, they're going to start to get little creaks and cracks in their back, and they're going to say, oh, it must be time for me to retire, I'm so old, and the Bush is going to appoint some 38-year-old thugs with the little square mustaches to get on the Supreme Court, and they'll be there long after you and I are gone, long, long after, even you kids out there. These guys on the Supreme Court are going to be there long after we're gone, and they're going to take away every right the women think they have now. Goodbye, rights. Fox News, another big, big winner. And you know they're going to continue to whine how they can't get their message out. The poor Republicans, they own everything. But the big, dominant liberal media elite, whatever that hand job phrase is, they just won't let the Republicans get their point of view across. And so they're just going to be condemned to owning everything till the end of time. Another big, big winner last Tuesday, Rush, who along with Reagan made the pitiful, gelding Democrats ashamed to be liberals. Between Rush and Reagan, they made liberal a dirty word. And the Democrats, instead of fighting back, they said, no, we're just going to take it. You want to call us names? Fine. We're going to let you call us names for 25 years. And after that 25 years, we're going to refuse to admit we're liberals because we know what poison is attached to that name. But instead of fighting for what we are, we decided to just let the other guy define us. And now they've turned liberal into a bad word. So we're I'm not a liberal. I'm progressive. Another big, big winner last Tuesday, the Council of Conservative Citizens. That's the KKK without the sheets over their head. This is the group that Ashcroft and Trent Lott are always making money going to talk to. And you know what that means. When you show up at the CCC convention and you say, I'm with you guys, that's the same as saying, I hate niggers too. And I know people don't like it when I speak frankly, but that's what they're saying. Instead of saying, I'm with you, I hate niggers too, they're saying, I see your point of view, I'm one of you. And everybody knows what that means. It's this little code word they got set up. So if the Council of Conservative Citizens is a big, big winner, that makes the KKK a big winner because they're the same group, just without the suits. The KKK got a few less teeth, got a bigger laundry bill, but other than that, it's the same deal. The big insurance boys, they get to milk the little people without fear of lawsuits now. Bush is going to push through this, quote, tort reform, which means that if it costs Ford $800 million to fix the F-150 to where it doesn't blow up if someone backs into it in a parking lot, yeah, that would cost $800 million. So instead of doing that, they're going to give out $250,000 to the people whose mother and father were incinerated inside their new Ford F-150 because it's cheaper. That's what Bush has done for the American people. Now your family can be torched inside a car, and instead of forcing Ford to fix it, it's a lot cheaper for Ford to give out $250,000 here and there to the little people who got burned and to spend the $800 million and fix the problem. Way to go, America. You elected this monster. He's taken away your right to sue, so get used to it. HMOs, there's another one. They get to milk the little people without fear of lawsuits. They can even let you die. If you got some expensive procedure, well, they'll just lose the paperwork for a few months. And as you get sicker and sicker, they'll say, oh, call you back week from Monday, promise. And then pretty soon, you just F and die. And then they say, oh, here it is, sorry. That's what them HMOs get to do for you. Boy, they're the big winners under Bush. The abortion clinic bombers, there's another big winner. You guys don't have to worry about hiding anymore. Next time you want to bomb an abortion clinic, you don't have to go hide in the blue hills of Kentucky anymore like that Eric Rudolph fella did. You're okay. You can bomb an abortion clinic, and you just call Ashcroft and say, hey, dude, I'm tied with you. Remember the time you spoke to us at the CCC? Hey, appreciate you getting me out of this one. You won't have any problem at all. Tim Russert, there's a big winner. Your check's in the mail, Timmy. Thanks for electing our boy. Susan Estrich, Fox appreciates your contribution to the stomping of worthless social programs such as education and treatment for women who've been raped. Now, I don't mean to pick on Susan Estrich as a rape victim, but for her to get on Fox and champion what a bunch of idiots the liberals are, because the liberals are the only one that would provide a worthless social program for women who have been raped or abused. You know, the women's shelters and the safe houses you can go to when your husband's drunk and got his wife beater t-shirt on and kicking your ass. No, the Republicans would say, well, find a relative. And if you don't have a relative or if you don't know anyone in this town or whatever, then you're just SOL. But the liberals figured out a way that maybe the government could build an occasional shelter for these women. But no, Susan Estrich is over there pulling water for the bad guys. Way to go, Susan. Zell Miller, another big winner. Thanks for the going away present. After being a Democrat for 60 years, you decided to light a fuse on your way out the door. Thank you, Zell. Do you have a job at Carlisle now? Oh, the big winners. The silent Democrats. You talk about the big winners. Yeah, you guys are such big winners. You're going to be out of a job pretty soon. The silent Democrats. The Democrats who refuse to do anything. Every damn Senate Democrat except Hillary, who's not allowed to speak right now, she can't be seen as the new guy that just took over and decided to run everything. Because, boy, you know what they do just exactly like a Democrat. If Hillary were to try to take some leadership position and be the one that lead the charge, then the rumblings would come out. Oh, the more traditional, the more ensconced Senate Democrats, they don't like the new bitch coming into town, thinks she runs everything. It's just like Hillary. It has to take over everything. Socialist, Leninist, Marxist, you know how it is with Hillary. That's what would happen if Hillary were to dare even raise her voice. The other Democrats would stab her in the back because they can't stand winning and they know she's a winner. Oh, the Senate Democrats, they make me so mad. To every Democratic senator who failed to threaten and then carry out a filibuster, are you guys happy now? The Democrats on the Judiciary Committee who put on that dog and pony show at Ashcroft's confirmation when you knew he was a shoe-in legacy the whole damn time. Did you think that horseshit would fool a Corleone? Oh, we have some reservations about the guy we're going to confirm anyway, so we're going to sit there and hand-job America for a couple of weeks, make them think that we're doing our job. We're going to pretend like we're involved in the confirmation process, but some bitch had it wired from the start the whole time. They knew they were going to confirm Ashcroft. They just wanted to get up there and pretend. Well, I didn't like it. I don't like to be given a hand job by anybody but Mrs. Bart, and I sure don't like to get one from an old Senate Democrat, some old stupid white man who doesn't want to fight. Stay away from me. Get your hands out of my pants. To the same Democrats on the Judiciary Committee who confirmed monsters like Ted Olson, who worked with Kenneth Starr and Paula Jones to bring down America's most popular president ever, and every other convicted felon and Iran-Contra conspirator to look into the private lives of every Democrat. To this day, have you heard one senator complain loudly about Tom DeLay using the Patriot Act to track down the missing Democrats in Texas. Remember the Democrats in Texas took off to go to Albuquerque or something so they wouldn't get steamrolled on this gerrymandering thing? Well, you know, eventually they give in because they're Democrats. They always give in. There's a whole lot of winners from last week. It just seemed like none of them were any decent people. All the winners last week were the killers and thugs. Some more winners and losers. Karl Rove, big, big winner, the architect of Bush's victory. You know, they were talking about what a weasel he is. Randy Rhodes mentioned the other day that he was running a campaign for somebody, not Bush in Texas, but he was running some kind of campaign, and they were so far behind, he planted a bug in his own office and then called the press in and says, look what I found in my office. Look what those guys on the other side are doing to me. And the other side was unable to prove they didn't plant the bug that Karl Rove planted in his own office, and he ended up winning that. That's how he got to be known as the boy genius, because he just cheats better than anybody else. Of course, our side, we're so afraid to cheat. We'd never do that because cheating's wrong. We don't want to win. Conservative values, there's another winner. We're all going back in time. We're going back to the 40s and 50s before there were Negroes, before there were gays. We're going back. Tom DeLay, there's another winner. He won his race. Even though he was involved in all these scandals, they don't care. In Texas, if you're a winner, they're going to vote for you. They don't care how many crimes you've committed. They don't care how much money you've illegally raised. They don't care if you've misused the Patriot Act. They don't care. They just like a winner. And that little son of a bitch has got winner written all over him because nobody will dare stand up to him. What a crock. The Supreme Court was, there's another big winner. Their boy got in for another 4 years. You know, we wouldn't have President Bush today if they didn't install him illegally in 2000. So the Supreme Court's a big winner. They all get to retire now that their replacements are in, quote, good hands. Senator Harry Reid, he's a big winner. No, I guess he actually is a winner because Tom Daschle is gone. Tom Daschle, the big loser. Mr. Yes, sir, what can I do for your rubber stamp? Tom Daschle doing all he can to help W. Oh, I agree with this war. W is right. Everything W says is right. We're going with W on this one. Maybe I'll get a hug next time. So yeah, Harry Reid, don't know much about Harry, but he's got to be better than Tom Daschle, so I'm right with him. John McCain, another winner. He's all set up for 2008, and all he had to do was give up his balls, his dignity, his honesty, his integrity. That's all he had to give up. Everybody knows he hates that son of a bitch almost as much as we do, but no, he got up there and praised him. He's the greatest man. A lot of mistakes he said on Iraq, and we're screwing up a whole lot of stuff, but George Bush is the man. He said it 100 times. Bush is the man to screw this up. We don't want anyone screwing it up but Bush. Oh, and they had the gall to make the voting process a winner. I'm reading this out of the USA Today. The voting process was a winner last Tuesday. Oh, gag me. Vladimir Putin was a winner. Well, yeah, he's got a relationship with Bush. He can do whatever he wants and Bush won't say anything. Bush can do whatever he wants and Putin won't say anything. Can't beat a deal like that. The Swift Boat Vets and the POWs for Truth, yeah, those sons of bitches, they came out big winners because they fought a man who refused to fight back. How many times you heard me say I can beat up Mike Tyson if he doesn't fight back? If he stands there with his hands cuffed behind him and I beat him in the face again and again, after a couple of days, he will go down. That's what happens when you don't fight back. You're pretty much guaranteed to lose. Hillary's a winner. There you go. Just because she's in a party of losers, you can't help but be a winner there. If I was in the midgets club, I'd be, you know, and we were going to form a basketball team, would I not be the best basketball player on the midgets basketball team because I'm 5'10"? You betcha, I'm a tall guy now. Fox News, there's a big winner, of course. Their man, Fox News now, Fox News and Rush Limbaugh on talk radio, apologists for the federal government. They used to be against the government, but now they are the government, so the government is here to help you. The government runs good. They don't waste any money. Everything they do is right. And if you have a problem, the government will fix it for you. Trust your government, they say. Liberal blogs, bullshit. I don't see how we gained a damn thing. Rural voters, yeah, the toothless coyote people. Yeah, they won big. You got that right. Oh, and these whores at the U.S. Today list democracy as a winner. Oh, please. All right, run through the losers. Going to speed it up here because we're running out of time. Tom Daschle, big, big loser. Moderate Republicans, big, big losers. That's right. If you're not full Nazi blown, if you're not total Nazi, you are a loser in the GOP. Massachusetts, remember when Bush promised to be the president of all the people? Except in Massachusetts. You know what kind of values they have in Massachusetts? They let the queers marry in Massachusetts. Oh, my God. I don't know if you got it in your town. We got it constantly here. Every time they'd run a, every time a Republican in Oklahoma would run a, ad against the Democrat, he would say, oh, the Republican has Oklahoma values, the Democrat has Massachusetts values. That means he's probably gay. Can't have any of that. Another loser, France, because they were right, because they told us, please don't drive drunk. France is a loser. Yeah, they definitely came out on the bad end of this. Bush is going to punish them to the end of time for proving that he was wrong. Iowa caucuses, here's one I agree with. Big, big loser. Thank you, guys. Thanks for giving us Kerry. Appreciate that. Appreciate you nominating a guy who refused to fight. Thank you. Gay couples are another loser. That's a fact. They got Osama listed as a loser, but how can that be? Osama's got Bush wrapped around his finger. Osama makes Bush dance the way I can make a Republican dance in the chat room. What kind of deals Osama got with Bush? He blows up New York and Bush says, I swear I'm going to get this guy and bring him to justice. And then he goes after Saddam. Osama's sitting there giggling. He's fighting the biggest idiot in the history of politics. Stem cell research, you're right, there's another loser. Why would, if we can't have a cure tomorrow, why should we start today? Remember they kept saying that? Oh, the Democrats act like there's a cure around the corner. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's 10 years down the road. Maybe it's 20 years. So should we wait? We should put it off because it might take 10 years? You know, when John Kennedy said, let's go to the moon, he didn't say, let's go tomorrow. He said, let's go for the end of the decade. But no, we can't do that. Stem cell research is bad because the invisible cloud being said so. And get that in your head. Women wannabes. I don't know what that is. I don't think I want to know. Terry McAuliffe, yep, he was a loser. Why did he allow Kerry to screw this up so badly? You'd think Terry McAuliffe would be on the phone. John, you think about maybe, I don't know, campaigning some this week, maybe? Next week's bad too? What about, next month's bad too? What about, all these months are bad? You can't campaign at all ever, John? You can't get out of bed once or twice this year to campaign for the presidency? Exit polls. They list him as a loser. Wrong. The exit polls are right. Have you noticed how, when it comes down to how did Bush win the election, the exit polls say he won because of values, and we all believe it. But when they ask the people in the exit polls, who'd you vote for, and they all say Kerry, we say, liar, these exit polls are no good, they don't mean anything, they're unreliable. But when we want to say Bush won because of values, then we put all our faith in the exit polls. Idiots everywhere. Southern Democrats, yeah, what good is a Southern Democrat? They attacked Clinton the whole time he was in office. What is a Southern Democrat anyway? Southern Democrat is a Republican with a D on his chest. That's all. Bob Shrum. Kerry joins Ed Muskie, George McGovern, Dick Gebhardt, Michael Dukakis, Al Gore on the list of failed presidential candidates this Democratic strategist has advised. Bob Shrum, maybe you're a decent guy, but could you please leave politics? Can someone out there, somewhere there's got to be a rich aluminum siding company, you know, that's owned by a Democrat. Can you hire Bob Shrum to sell some aluminum siding so we don't have to have him in the party anymore? They said Bob Shrum was the one that kept telling Kerry, you can't win this by being mean. You got to be nice. And we all know what nice gets you in politics. Lawyers, yes, lawyers lost big time because we don't need lawyers. Lawyers is just proof that people don't have faith in the government and in big business. Next time, if your sons and daughters grow up, you know, funny, if they grow up like with some mental retardation, or they grow up, you know, with six arms or flippers or something, and you know, you think it's because of the contamination that the oil company is leaking in your air and water, well, that's just too bad because there are no lawyers anymore. Bush outlawed your right to sue. What kind of deal is that? Last one here because we got to close it out. Nancy Pelosi. I was pretty happy with Nancy when they named her the minority leader, but she's been as effective as Tom Daschle. Not a compliment.
Show, it's Bart Cop Radio.